And on this Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Lydia Rebine, who's in the studio with us here from the Madison Public Library. Good afternoon, Lydia.
Well, hi there, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Actually, I'll be honest. I'm tired from the weekend. How about you?
I am too. A person can almost come away more tired from a break than from regular old days of the week.
That's true. Yeah, it's kind of like a weekend hangover here. We're just dragging.
Yeah.
Trying to survive the day.
Yes, we got to scramble and catch up from that extra day being gone.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Good.
I did. It went well. And how about yourself?
Relaxing. Well, it was hot on Saturday. I did softball. That was hot.
Oh, yeah.
A couple softball games. It was nasty hot, but...
No, I stayed indoors for it because that was just a little too hot.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for coming into the studio again. And summer is upon us, or coming up here, I should say. Mm-hmm. Seems like summer right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So what do you got going on at the Madison Public Library?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on, but the thing I really wanted to talk about today is our summer reading program. So instead of, you know, going through all the little bits and pieces like we normally do, we're just going to chat a little bit about summer reading and what it is and why it's important to get your kids in summer reading.
Just because school's out doesn't mean we stop reading or something like that, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And it's because school is out that it's so important to keep them reading.
Okay.
So... what it is, we've done this in the past for years and years, but it's been a little bit complicated in years past, so we've simplified this time around to make it easier to get them started, to do the program itself. So it's for kids elementary school through high school, and all they have to do is come in, put their name down on a list, and get what almost looks like a little bingo sheet of paper with little activities on it. And it's everything from visit the library, read a book, to attending one of our summer programs, which we've got quite a few of. We had one which was a concert back on May 14th at the elementary school, and we've got more things like that planned to get kids excited about summer reading.
Yeah, you have that sheet in front of you, and so the kids can put that up on their refrigerator at home and see what to do every day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things there you have?
Well, they've got, let's see, write a story about a library.
Hmm.
Read for 1 hour. Suggest books for the library. Draw a new ending to a story.
Oh, a new ending.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, just... It doesn't all have to be about reading, but things to get kids interested in reading and make them want to read.
Okay.
Because studies have shown, for one thing, that children get more out of a book if it's something they picked up, got interested in, and wanted to read. Mm-hmm. If they choose it themselves, it does a lot more for them, and they have more interest in it. Okay. As opposed to saying, here's a book you should read because it's a classic.
Mm.
They'll, you know, it might seem like a more informative book or a better book to, say, read The Great Gatsby, but they'll get more experience out of picking up some random book that looked interesting to them because it catches their interest and it gets them involved.
Very good. So why is the summer reading program so important to kids?
One of the reasons is what we call summer slide, and this is this backslide that happens over the summer vacation in school. When they're not in there, they're not reading and learning every day. They lose some of that progress that they made over their semester. And studies have shown that a great way to counteract that is to keep them in a summer reading program. Kids that stay in a summer reading program and keep reading over the summer are much better. They lose less and keep their points up when they start again in the new school year.
Are there any tips that we can give parents or kids listening to keep them from being a rusty reader?
Well,
did I say that right? Rusty reader.
Yeah. I think the first one would, again, be, you know, fine. Don't worry about it being an important book. If this would be for parents, a book that you think they should read. Just let them find something they're interested in. Even, you know, if it's a little picture book, you might think, well, that's not advanced enough for my 12-year-old. But if it's something that they're interested mm-hmm. in, it's engaging their brain in that way, and it's keeping them reading. Other things that have been proven to help is to have a reading time where the whole family sits down with something that they're individually interested in. It doesn't have to be a book club. You don't have to have a quiz at the end. Mm-hmm. But everybody grabs something that they're interested in reading, and the whole family sits down for a while and reads their own book or magazine, you know, mm-hmm. what have you. And then to spend 30 minutes a day, ideally, reading, which again might not seem like a lot, but that's all it takes, is that 30 minutes a day of reading something yep. to make a difference.
Yep. Those are some good tips, mm-hmm. aren't they? Yep.
Yeah.
Even that's good for me to, yeah. to read mm-hmm. 30 minutes a day too. So
it's good for all of us. That's why yeah. we do winter reading programs mm-hmm. for adults, because you want to keep your brain working. You want right. to, you know, keep it ticking along. It's like any kind of hobby that you might do. If you put it down for 3 months, it's going to get rusty.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. So keep a book in your hand every day, right?
Exactly. And reading is such an important thing to encourage children on, because it's really one of those topics that in any school they struggle mm-hmm. with. Nationally, there are different government education oversight groups. They do reports. One of them does, it's called the National Center for Education. They do a report card every 2 years nationally on how children are doing in literacy. And it was, I believe, 46%, only 46% of white students are reading at a proficient level.
Mm.
Not doing great, not excellent readers, only 46% of them are doing just at a proficient level.
Mm.
And that's, again, white students, mm-hmm. the students with the most advantages.
Mm-hmm.
Minority students, a lot of them are only 17%
mm.
reading proficiency. Wow. So that's why you've got to, you know, try and get them involved in that. And it's so important for everyday life.
Right.
It's not a matter of having them be able to just sit down and read a book. Reading is something you need through your whole adult life. If you can't read, if you can't understand the words on the page, you can't read directions to get to, you know, someplace you need to go. You can't fill out a work application right. or a loan application to get yourself a vehicle. So you've got to be able to, you know, do these things and read. It affects every part of life, even learning. You yep. can't, you know, do your math quiz if you can't read the instructions.
That's right.
So
Maynard and I were just talking this morning. There's something on the news about how kids aren't learning to write anymore because they're not teaching it, and mm-hmm. everybody's on their keyboard all the time. So the art of writing is vanishing, isn't it?
In a way. A little bit. Yep. You know, that doesn't, they are still learning language. They yep. are still writing, yep. just not handwriting. So yep. that doesn't really have a detrimental effect to yep. their abilities.
Yep.
But that's something that's been going on in one form yep. or another yep. for forever.
Yep.
I mean, people thought that the typewriter was the end of the English language as we knew it, because they weren't sitting down and writing their books properly right. anymore.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. good point. Yeah, so keep reading during the summer then, right?
Absolutely.
That's what we want to encourage everyone to do. Kind of a different program today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it is.
That's what we like.
But like I said, the summer reading program itself now is a little different. It used mm-hmm. to be very, you know, structured. They mm-hmm. had to do this, they had to do that. But it really works on the honors system now. It's relaxed. It's free form. We have this little sheet here. I said it looks kind of like a bingo sheet mm-hmm. or a calendar. But it's not structured. You can pick any one of these on mm-hmm. any day. And
you can pick them sheets up at the Madison Library?
Yeah, and all they okay. have to do is put their name and contact info down on a sheet to do it. Okay. So it's as easy as can be, and it will get them interested in reading and keep them busy over the summer.
All right. Good topic, Lydia.
Well, thank you, yeah. Paul.
What's the website? How can people get a hold of you at the Madison Library?
Well, they can just stop right in yep. or call us at 320-598-7938, and it's extension 1 for the upstairs desk.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I should read every day. I don't really read every day, but you're encouraging me to.
Well, we all do. Even if we sit down and read an article in the news, we're all reading. So again, that's the reason why you need it every day.
Well, good that you'd let me off the hook because I read at the radio station a lot.
Yes. See, you're keeping practice.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Lydia, for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. It's Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library.